Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ray Pepper. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ollie Bijma. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bump Hadley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bump Hadley. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Sisel. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Welch. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Johnny Welch. And now, play ball. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift strikes out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns takes first base on ball four. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pepper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisel hits a fly ball into left field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sisel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley strikes out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bijma misplays the ball. That's an error on Bijma. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cecil. The throw from Hemsley and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morgan is hit by the pitch. Dusty Cook pinch runs for Ed Morgan. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cook. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Cook steals second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Cook scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pepper. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift can't make a play. That's a base hit. Reynolds scores. Porter moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to third. Farrell moves to second. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 1 in the game. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Porter scores. Farrell moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Morgan now playing first base. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Hadley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0 for 1 in the game. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hadley takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hadley moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Hadley moves to third. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hadley scores. West moves to second. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0 for 2 in the game. Pepper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-3 in the game. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. Werber bunts towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. Cecil moves to second. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hemsley for a passed ball. Cecil moves to third. Morgan moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Hadley covering, for the out. Cecil scores. Morgan moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morgan scores. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dusty Cook now playing center field. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0-for-2 in the game. Bijma takes first base on ball 4. Debs Garms pinch hits for Bump Hadley. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is hit by the pitch. Bijma moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Bijma moves to third. Garms moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 3 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to home to get Bijma. Garms moves to third. Clift moves to second. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Garms scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0 for 3 in the game. Pepper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cliff scores. West moves to third. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Knott now pitching. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo is called out on strikes. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Hemsley moves to second. Two outs. Frank Grubb pinch hits for Jack Knott. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Rogers Hornsby pinch hits for Harlund Clift. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Cook. Hornsby reaches second base with a double. Hemsley scores. Grubb goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Fritz Ostermuller now pitching. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 4 in the game. West hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.